Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
.842, Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris. I love this next guy. Our Chicago Police Superintendent, who is taking time out of his busy schedule to come on the show today. It is Eddie Johnson. First of all, sir, how are you feeling? How's your health?
I'm feeling great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, we're getting closer, so hopefully we'll get something done this month.
So you're going to get a kidney transplant this month?
Well, hopefully. I'm optimistic. It hasn't been finalized yet, but we're making progress.
How many years have you been on the list?
I've been on the list probably a little over 2 years, so maybe going into maybe the third year, somewhere around there.
Is that the average, 2-3 years for a person?
Yeah, I think it's actually about 5 years, but be totally honest, I was on the list, but I hadn't really told like my family members how serious it was getting, because like I said, I've been dealing with this for over 30 years. So,
right.
You know, I think that the average is probably about 5 years.
And no one really knew about it until you had that episode during a press conference and you kind of fainted. And then we heard about what happened.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, it's just something that, you know, you try to deal with, and I've been managing it all this time. So I didn't feel the urgency to really tell anyone. But then after that occurred, then I thought, you know, maybe I better let everybody know what's really going on.
How much weight have you lost?
I'm up about at 45 pounds down right now.
Wow.
45 pounds. That's fantastic, man. You look great.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yep, that's just a lot of hard work since February 1st, so I'm going to keep chipping at it.
Good for you.
Well, 4th of July weekend has traditionally been pretty violent in Chicago. First of all, let's talk about the shooting Saturday night. A person fatally shot in Lawndale. Can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, again, you know, I have to keep saying, you know, those investigations are still open, so we don't really talk a whole lot about them. But I will say this. It just goes to show you again that we just have too many guns in the streets of Chicago and too many people willing to use them.
Well, why would someone have an AK-47 at their house?
Well, they should. You know, those are weapons that were made for military and for war, and you know, that they just shouldn't be on the streets of Chicago. And that's why I say, you know, sometimes we have to do common sense things to keep people from getting access to these weapons. I'm all for people's legal rights to have weapons. I don't have issue with that. It's the illegal weapons that I have a large issue with. It. Until we get serious about tracking these weapons, then we'll continue to see this cycle of violence.
Now, the anti-crime initiative was announced over the weekend. How will those 20 new federal gun agents that were going to be added to the task force, how are they going to help Chicago?
So that gives us the ability, the ATF agents that were added will help us to track the illegal flow of guns into the city and actually work on the people that are supplying them. You know, because I tell you this, too, we're trying to work with our federal partners to strengthen up the straw purchasing gun laws to make those individuals more accountable. But those agents will help us in this fight against this gun violence.
Well, congratulations on the gun crime bill that was signed by the governor, and I know you and the mayor have been pushing for it. How is this going to help?
Yeah, it'll help. You know, once it goes into effect, what it does is it sends the message that we won't tolerate this gun violence. And secondly, for these repeat gun offenders that consistently use weapons to create havoc in our neighborhoods, it will finally hold them accountable. Their jail sentencing will be appropriate to the crimes that they commit, and the judges now will be sentencing them from the mid to high end of the sentencing range that's already there. And if they want to deviate for some reason, then they can, but they have to make a public written statement as to why they're deviating.
So the strike force, is it about 40 people? Is that where it's at right now that's working on the...
Yeah, 40 people all together. So with the ATF agents and with our other partners and with the task force officers that CPD are dumping into it, it'll be about 40 altogether.
So, but the biggest question that I have is the additional 20 agents, is that enough to really help with the illegal gun problem?
Well, it'll help, but of course we could always use more, you know. This problem isn't going to be solved by sending 20 agents in, of course, or the gun bill that was just passed. But it's all those things together that will help make things better out here.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson. I went to you too, Superintendent, a few weeks ago at Soldier Field. I've been to some street fairs. I see more of a police presence. By the way, the U2 concert I thought was going to take us forever to get into Soldier Field. It was very orderly, and we didn't have to wait that long. But I do feel the police presence now, especially when I go to street fairs everywhere around the city during the summertime.
Yeah, we have ramped up our visibility. You know, some of the officers that would normally be in a covert capacity, you know, we've put them in uniforms so that you will see them out there. But we have to, you know, it's our obligation to make sure that the citizens of the city feel safe and are safe when they attend these large-scale events. And that's what we're doing. So you will see that throughout the summer.
And are you enjoying your summer?
Yes, I am. You know, listen, I love this city and I love this department. You know, and the men and women in this department, they go out there every day, and I couldn't be more proud of them because, you know, despite everything going on, they still go out there and do this job, you know, to protect the citizens of this city. And my job, I get a lot of joy out of making things better for them and making things better for the citizens of the city.
I love that. And you do it with a smile on your face. And is Eddie Johnson going to be barbecuing tomorrow? What's your plans for the 4th?
No, I might visit a couple of barbecues, but you'll see me and the rest of the staff out there in full force. So we want to make sure that you guys have a happy and enjoyable 4th of July.
He's going to be on the streets tomorrow.
And we want to thank you for the efforts that you make and all the work that you do to keep us safe and continue to keep us safe. So, you know, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank both of you.
Happy 4th. Thank you, Superintendent.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Eddie Johnson joining us.
It's good to know. It was good to talk to him.
He's a good man. And the Chicago Police Department, man, it's tough. I know so many Chicago police officers, and they're all good people. They are, people that I know.
And they're all after the same thing. We want to keep our city safe.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
Again, why did that that guy over the weekend have an AK-47? Really? I agree with him. I'm all for gun ownership, but the AK-47, why is it at your house?
But that's why now they've added the 20 people to the strike force. Now we've got about 40 people plus the police force to find out where these illegal guns are coming from. And so step in the right direction. Like he said, we could always use more.
8:49, let's take a look at traffic. Mary?